Our story begins in Ellie and Trey's apartment. Gretchen has just arrived and is sitting on the couch talking with Trey.
Trey, I can promise you that I'm not going to use anything you're not comfortable with on the air. The camera crew will just stay outside until you're ready.
What do you want to know, Gretchen?
How long were you doing heroin before you met Ellie?
Do you honestly think I'm going to tell you that?
I watched the needle take another man.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Hey, if you're clean now, there's nothing anyone can do to you, right?
Wrong. Ellie's family would love to find a way to punish me for Ellie's death.
But Ellie isn't dead yet.
She may be breathing and a machine is feeding her, but that's not what I would call alive.
And so the family wants to keep her alive artificially, and you don't agree?
Exactly. I don't care what they say. Ellie wouldn't want this for her life. And she wouldn't want to be on the news as some vegetable who can't help herself.
Unfortunately, she needs someone to speak for her now. You can be that person. Tell me about the first time you did heroin together.
It was at a party, okay? And contrary to what her family believes, I didn't force Ellie into anything. We shared some mutual friends, and we happened to be in a situation where people were doing it.
But you had a history with heroin before, Ellie, am I right?
I'd done it before, yes. But I cleaned up my act, and I was a damn good cop.
So you think this interview will prevent you from ever rejoining the force?
Oh, the NYPD's through with me, regardless of what I say here.
So, you met Ellie, and the two of you did heroin at a party. Did you shoot it up with a needle?
Yes.
And then what? How often were you doing it?
Every day.
Daily. For how long?
Until she keeled over and was rushed to the hospital, right? This isn't a pretty story, Gretchen, and I don't see why it needs to be told.
Trey, other people need to hear about stories like this so they will stay away from drugs, especially something like heroin.
Have you ever done any drugs, Gretchen?
No. Why?
It's such a euphoric feeling when you're high. There's nothing like it.
You're not still doing it, are you, Trey?
I can't afford to do it. It won't be long before I'm kicked out of this apartment.
But you would if you could.
Maybe, I don't know. The first few days I was off it, I had a pretty rough go of things. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Well, if you're clean now, you shouldn't go back.
I think I've got you all figured out, Gretchen. You may be a reporter, but you're also a Pollyanna who thinks the world is a good place, aren't you?
Life isn't easy. But yes, I think the world is a good place. What's wrong with that? Trey, I think this story can be very impactful. The camera crew is right outside. Can I call them and tell them to come up?
Why not? What do I have to lose at this point?
At the rec center, Chuck is working at the front desk when Adriana returns from the treadmill.
So, who's the skinny blonde doing the Pilates class?
She may be the answer to my dreams.
Pardon me?
That's Rosalind Gamage, Stacy's mother. As luck would have it, she's going to be using the rec center for her classes the next few weeks while her studio is being renovated. She owns Pilates on 66.
And she just happened to pick this place?
Yeah, isn't that great? This is the perfect opportunity for me to find out more about her, and hopefully about Stacy.
Hey, I thought you weren't interested in pursuing that now, despite my advice to the contrary.
Well, I wasn't sure it was a good idea, but this seems like fate to me. I'm not a big believer in it, but I'm sure that daughter of yours would say it's true.
So you're going to pump her for information between classes?
Why not? This is a golden opportunity. I just can't let it pass me by.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.